sudden deaths continue on, civil unrest happening all over the place. We'll get Terrell's answers here in just a little bit. But just as a gentle reminder, follow Track Canada across all your major social media outlets. I have recently taken back to TikTok only simply because it's a bigger market or a bigger crowd of people. Way back when I was really active on TikTok, I had quite a few videos. I hit 250,000 views in a day or two that were pulled down, that were censored. So I kind of gave up on it. Well, but I'm back over the last day or so. One of my videos got well over 200,000 views over there. And I'm trying to draw people into the Track at Night Network here behind the scenes. And we've got some new members, so that's a good sign. But in any case, get on over to TikTok and sign up there today and begin to help me make some comments there, you Track at Night faithful. Consultation-wise, I'm available 3 to 10 p.m. Eastern virtually every day with the exception of Sundays. So it was good to talk to a few people the other day. Reach on out to me, and we'll get you the details on that. Don't forget to sign up to the Substack page. $5 a month, very, very cheap, and it's getting you additional information. I'm doing video interviews there. We're doing audio, video briefings, daily gospel reflections. There's all kinds of stuff happening over there, but it's the backup page to the main channel if I ever do get pulled down on WordPress. Don't forget about the Marija Lee Jenny Trackhead Nate exclusive movie available on Vimeo, vimeo.com. Type in 3 Days of Darkness. Check it on out. Then we got the live chat, hopefully this weekend. The live chat and the web conferences need funded, folks. Please click that donate button. It's going to be tough sledding here in 2023, but I'd rather not go to the pay-per-view format next month. We're starting to slip and slide here in this area, but I'm scheduled to have on Robert Haddad this Sunday night. Hopefully going to be talking some Marian apparitions, Our Lady of Good Success, specifically in the web conferences, health web conference at the end of the month, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. And what else we got going on? We thank our sponsors, both past and present. Right off of the bat, we got Mary Jackson promoting the Holy Face Devotion and the Golden Arrow Prayer. And so, Mary, thank you so much for this lovely reminder in accordance with Psalm 67:2. From a Catholic perspective, will help to bring down the communist world order that they're trying to install right before us. We got Samantha Wiesing and doTERRA Essential Oils. Samantha's been at this for the last, well, over 10 years, 100% therapeutic grade essential oils to help you stay off pharmaceutical drugs. Samantha is asking you to be patient with her, please. She's got some stuff going on in her personal life, but she will get back to all the emails that are coming to her. But contact her at samantha.wiesing@gmail.com for more. Chris Gagne inviting all Catholics and those like mine. And please remember those who have gone before us. He's also promoting the book, Don DeLindo's The Afterlife, too, as well. Hopefully, Chris, you're well up there in the Minnesota area. And last but not least, Jill Blazak at 247rosary.com, playing the traditional rosary every half hour, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And having said that, we're going to hand it over now to Terrell. And Terrell, thanks so much for joining us. Maybe right off the bat, you can let the faithful know about your latest Dark Star report. Since we last talked, we had that big Turkey, Syria earthquake and all kinds of stuff happening. What's the latest?
Yes, heads are spinning. And as we're talking, I'm putting together this newsletter that's going to be uploaded to the 2022 Dropbox folder for supporters. I'm looking, as you were speaking, then remember this is a video that's being made right now as we're going through this interview, and I'm pulling up images and going to point out things right now. I was showing you my seeds that everybody should be prepping for, so that's ready. My shelves in the southern windows are already set, getting ready to go for the gardening, and showed images of the water system and the inverter, the backup power system, and we had 3 days of power outage here. So we went off-grid and used the batteries. Everything worked just great. So with the Black Star, this I'm looking at week 50 right now that I'm reporting on for this week, and the two Turkey quakes are here. This was my watch area, my primary watch area for the last month or so. The energy moving back and forth across quarter three, if you were following my reports, which you can get free daily through the week at Brighteon. If you just go to my website, terrell03.com, and click the top link on the page there, then you'll be looking right at my Brighteon page and you can get my updates. And if you were following my updates since December, about the 21st, then the energy moving on quarter three there has been moving in the wrong direction. And I was warning that this could kill a whole bunch of people in this region. And then it happened. Because of the strangest, what's actually going on here is the global tectonic fault line unzipping phenomenon. This has been ongoing. The previous quake along quarter three was the 7.3 China quake from May of 2021. It was preceded by other quakes in the origination zone. If you follow my reports, you know what that means. It's Indonesia over across to Fiji. Gigantic quakes, 8 magnitude, 7 magnitude. It's like a crack in the windshield of the tectonic plate network of our planet. So these cracks have been getting bigger and bigger. There's a primary crack that goes on the surface. That's what we just experienced. And then there's a deep set of cracks that's following that, deep, deep inside of our planet. So the superplume is growing out of control now. It's filled the entire Earth mantle transition zone. These are the latter stages before the black star gets here, by the way. And so the expansion that's taking place. So I got the diagram right here and showing you the inside of the Earth, the core, and where the superplume is growing out of control. It's now filled this entire zone. These horn formations are pushing up into the rocky type magma, and the energy moving there along quarter four as the tectonic plates unzip is what's happening. Then that's what we saw happen. I've got earthquake 3D pulled up right now. That's what happened with these quakes along quarter three. The danger is to the west now of that region. So now the unzipping has made it this far to Turkey. The unzipping is going to continue along quarter three, and I'm pointing to where it's going to happen. We're going to have a large magnitude earthquake in this circle that I'm making right here. So Italy is going to be right in the crosshairs of it. Watch for Mount Vesuvius to become active as this unzipping, this fault line is coming apart. It's being pushed apart because of the growth of our entire planet. So this is a global thing. It's happening along all the fault lines. The pressure is moving along quarter three here right now, but it's evident in other parts of the world too. And where we are in the cycle is we are coming to the 90 degree angle position. I'm pulling up this diagram. We're coming to the 90 degree angle position right here on the chart, February to March. See it right there? We're going to be there on February the 25th. Then we're going to have 93 days till we get to May 29th. That's where we're going to be in nearest proximity to the black star. Now, if the black star is going to be here in May, then the elite are going to start really, really stepping things up when we hit this line right here in February 25th. If you remember last year, then it was February the 24th, whenever World War III started. It was 4 days after the end of the China Winter Olympics, whenever the aerosol for the biological weapon was sprayed, that was released on the world. This just hasn't been activated yet. So what we could be looking at right here, at this line, this golden line on this chart that I'm circling, we could be looking at the activation of the SARS biological weapon and the biological weapon vax. That's going to be the next pandemic. The plague is going to start whenever that activation takes place. And World War III is going to transition right here. So Putin is going to go to the next level, which you can see he's planning already. And he's likely, when we get up here, moving beyond this line here, he's going to be instructed by the global bankster cartel, the House of Rothschild, the Council on Foreign Relations. Putin's just reading a script, just like China's reading a script, NATO, they're all working together, all of them. And no matter what side they're on, they're going to execute Project Sandman at some point, and they're going to blow up the dollar. And everybody that's associated with a petrodollar that's not joining BRICS is going to be, it's going to be in bad shape, like Weimar Germany and hyperinflation. And so we have a lot of things that are about to happen. And all of this is coinciding with the black star in these four marker positions that I'm showing you on this chart right here. So now, back to the chart here, you can see a pile of seven magnitude earthquakes that have been that's taking place here as we are approaching outside orbital position. That is the 90 degree angle position that I just showed you on that other chart. That's going to happen right here in week one of the 2023 Earth orbit cycle. So pile of sevens, we are still missing half of the seven magnitude earthquakes for the last 3 years, even though you're looking at a pile of sevens here. But this is the unzipping of the fault lines that's happening. And then the six magnitude earthquakes over here, we had three for this week, one last week. All of our numbers in this chart were descending, leading up to Turkey. All of them, 288, you see this 288, 264, 256, all of these values were descending on the whole planet. And then Turkey happened. So that obviously bounced all the numbers up. So that's where we are in the black star orbit cycle. We are reaching the 90 degree angle position. We're going to start the 2023. We're at the end of the 2022 Earth orbit cycle now. And that's good. That continues until we get to this 90 degree angle position that I'm pointing at right here. This is going to start the new cycle and the 93 day Earth change uptick period that is most violent moving forward. I'm watching for the Caribbean to light up. I have earthquake 3D up right now. We're already seeing signs along the Mid-Atlantic Ridge. These are 5 magnitude earthquakes at the 10 kilometer depth. There's a family of 4 magnitude earthquakes that's already started across here. And this is going to the watch area, just like quarter 3. This is another watch area right here. The swarm area at Puerto Rico has migrated from, it's about 10 miles off the coast. Now it's pushing underneath the island. Larger magnitude earthquakes in the periphery. And you see these fives that are out here. See these 5 magnitude earthquakes. That's a family of quakes that I believe is going to, you see a 5 magnitude earthquake that just struck right here, 5.2, the northern regions of South America, deeper. Now, what's likely going to happen, see these fours? These fives are going to follow. And we'll see if the western part of the United States is part of this or not. But watch these fours to transition to fives and then sixes, and then we have the opportunity for a 7 magnitude earthquake to strike in this region. Right here where I'm looking at. The increase in the number of harmonic tremors, the deep earthquake events underneath the Fiji side of the origination zone. The deep quake events have stopped for the moment along quarter one. That's going to restart again. I expect, north of Japan and up here in Russia to have deep quakes, and then the cycle is going to start over again down here in Indonesia and start over again. So that's where we are in the cycle. We are going to be nearest proximity to the black star on May the 29th. We're either going to have a series of geological pole shifts and 90% of the planet, of the population, gets wiped out. And we should expect that the elite are going to activate the biological weapon, execute Project Sandman, and continue to devastate the food supply. There's a connection between what's going on with this train wreck that appears to be orchestrated and the destruction of the food supply. They're piling in the illegal aliens as fast as they can to create increased demand on diminishing resources is what they're doing. So that is going to exacerbate Mad Max whenever the musical chairs, because our economy is, it's Las Vegas. It's just musical chairs. They're playing the game and then it's going to stop. When all the music stops and all the resources are diminishing, then Mad Max is going to raise his ugly head, and this country and in Europe and other, the civilized world are going to be packed full of illegal alien foreign nationals. Some of them are going to be terror cells that are going to be activated. And so we're sitting in a precarious position right now where I hope that you guys are prepping as hard as I am for what's about to happen to us. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, good stuff. Obviously, a lot happening in the news since last time we talked. I'm going to get your latest breakdown, geopolitically speaking. You mentioned Russia there a few times. I did a few videos on TikTok the other day citing some news reports that they've been flying some their particular bomber with a swath of 30 other planes. Russia was saying this is a warning to the West for our funding and supplying of Ukraine. They apparently have just released some nuclear subs out into the Baltic for the first time in 30 years, according to political.eu. But then you got the whole China spy balloon situation. Many think it's a distraction. Many think it was an internal thing. Others think it was China setting us up for EMP. Break down and spend as much time as you need with the geopolitical breakdown.
Okay. So the China balloon story, do you notice they came out with the China balloon story the day that this thing was sighted? It was still over Montana. So this was preloaded. The balloon has nothing to do with China. The people that are going to attack, what you're looking at with these balloons is a platform for a delivery system for electromagnetic pulse weapons, for biological weapons, and for, the genocide program that is being run by the House of Rothschild, the Council on Foreign Relations. So China is willing to step up and say, oh yeah, we did it. They're just playing their part for the global bankster cartel is all they're doing. Like with the China virus. It started in Fort Detrick. It was carried there by the American military personnel to the Military Olympics, October 2019. China knows that. They know that this wasn't released in Wuhan, that it was released in Wuhan by the Americans, but they're willing to play the game that this was, that this came from their lab. They're willing to do that because they're playing, they're just reading their script is all they're doing. Same thing with this balloon situation. So the people that are going to take us down, the people that are going to take down the power grids are going to be the people working for the NSA. So you know that this has nothing to do with China. Talk about the first balloon, the one that went all the way across the nation and then they took down off coast South Carolina. You know that this has nothing to do with China because they deliberately targeted the payload. Who would do that? If you want to take this down and study the and look at all the devices of the payload, you're not going to, all you're going to do is shoot a hole in it. That's all they had to do was shoot a hole in it, controlled descent. Then they have helicopter methods of taking this thing even to a military base while it's still in the air. The military has that capability, but instead they target the payload and then they don't want you to see what's in there. You heard a little bit of news probably that the components are American because they are American. And hundreds and thousands of these balloons have been in the air. If you listen to the Monkey Works guy, he tracks these balloons. And they're most certainly American, what's going on. So this is like what Abraham Lincoln said, we're not going to be taken down by China or anybody overseas. We're going to be taken down by factions within the United States. And that's precisely what's happening. So the disturbing part of all of this, whether it has to do with the train wreck or the balloon story or any of the destruction of the food supply, the avian flu, that's all of it, is that Biden is willing to stand up there and just lie. The economy lost in January, the economy lost 2.5 million jobs here in the United States. And they put out the number that 517,000 were created. It's just a lie. Right in your face, bold-faced lie. Everything is collapsing all around us, and they're using the media to paint a picture like everything is okay to keep people distracted and off balance, and most importantly, gaslit. Because as they're gaslighting you back and forth and back and forth, and you don't know who to believe, then people start giving up. And they start accepting the belief system of whatever's being sold. And that's what they're doing right now. They have people believing that, oh, COVID's over. And people are on their heels. And at some point moving forward, we're on the precipice of big, giant changes that are about to happen. The activation of the biological weapon, the Project Sandman being executed, every U.S. Navy aircraft carrier will be destroyed in a single day. So as that's happening and they destroy, the United States is not worth it. The dollar is not worth anything right now. Just people don't know it yet. When Project Sandman is executed and all these nations like Solomon Islands, they're already signed up with BRICS. A lot of people don't know that a lot of these smaller countries, they're already joining BRICS, which is economic and military. So Solomon Islands has already signed all the paperwork with China for the destruction of the United States. People don't know that yet. So all of that is going to be executed very rapidly. People, your head's just going to be spinning. So you need to be prepared for what's about to happen, and it's going to be devastating to the United States. Chaos. If the Black Star is here in May, there's going to be a transition from police action to National Guard action to military in the streets action that can happen over that 90-day period in three phases, or it can happen within a week. So we need to be ready with our food, with our bartering, diversify out of the fiat dollar by getting silver, gold, buy guns, ammo, get your nano silver. Make sure you have your nano silver, and because you're not going to be able to go to the pharmacy and you're going to have to fight bacterial infection. They're getting ready to release the H1N1, their avian biological weapon. And remember, we don't have any natural immunity to the avian flu bugs. Up to 90% of the people can die from some of these strains, particularly if we get super strains that come, if they have weaponized it and they're just going to activate it using AI like everything else. So there's a lot of danger ahead requiring us to identify threats, create your contingencies, and execute them on time. Join a strong survivor group if you have the ability to do so. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, several things. I'm glad you mentioned some areas there within prepping, because I was going to ask you specifically, have you done anything different this month as opposed to last month, given the headlines that we're reading? And just on the communication level, too. Again, I've been behind a paywall now for quite some time. I'm not sure if you saw this latest FBI whistleblower who said they're targeting specific traditional Catholics. I've had how should I put this, you know, friends who do similar work that were mentioned in that report by that guy, Tradition in Action, Catholic Family News, and some others. But communication wise, talk to us about how that's going to play out in the days ahead. Are we talking ham radios? Are we talking, like, what's the distance with it? I mean, I know you got a pretty big group too, internationally as well, but how do you plan on communicating when we know the pressure is only going to continue to mount from the government office?
Well, people have the resources of getting sat phones and these sat text, because some of the sat phone companies are running out of their sat phones. So the sat text, some people are doing that. I'm not personally doing that. The reason is because the people on the other end of the line that you're communicating have to have it also. So whenever the communications go down, they're pretty much going to go down. So the prepping that I'm doing is long term, and it is with the local survival group members that are right here in Northwest Arkansas. So it's, you know, it's a tight knit group of people. They come to my place. I help them at their place. They come to my place and we network together. We have our guns, our ammo, we have food, we have water, we have backup, you know, power, and some of us. Our plan. There's hundreds of members in the USA Survival Group program, but there's few, very few, that are actually here that are working together. So we're taking advantage of, you know, Gary and me and David and Eric and, you know, our families and my friends that I've made here. Then we are working together and devising our own. Your survival is going to be local to where you are able to manage the resources and within relationships that you have already created ahead of time. Now, once the peanut butter hits the fan, you're not going to be creating any new relationships. Everybody outside of your circle is going to be a threat. And we're getting ready to see gigantic threats raise their heads all around us because people are not prepared. Yep. And when they're not prepared and they run out of food, they turn into Mad Max. And it's people that are right next door to you that's going to be Mad Max. If they know about your preps, they're going to be coming to your house. So there's a lot of things to consider. Developing your relationships, make them strong ties. That's your brother. Like Christ said, those that do the will of my Father are my brothers and my sisters. Those are your real family. That's my real family, the ones that are here. All of my real brothers are in Florida. They think I'm, you know, like many of you guys probably, they think that you're nuts. Because you see what's coming and you're preparing, and, you know, it's like the days of Noah out there. And people want to talk about everything but the coming flood, basically. And those that want to talk about it, then we're Looney Tunes, pretty much. Go ahead.
Yeah, all good stuff. In regards to the whole talk of UFOs, have you been mentioning this on your stuff? What's your takeaway from that? We talked about Project Bluebeam to install the One World Order. What you've been talking about in that area?
Okay. So The so-called ETs, the extraterrestrials, are terrestrial. They've been here. If in scripture, go to 2 Kings chapter 2, start at verse 10. Chariots of fire. They took Elijah to heaven in the chariots of fire. That's what these chariots of fire that are all around us right now. They're amphibious races, they're reptilian races. They are God's custodians over this planet. There's going to be a gigantic nuclear power mess on this planet when the Black Star terraforms this earth to start the day of the Lord. That's about to start. Who do you think is going to clean it up? God's custodians. So they're here all around us. What you're seeing about the threat of UFOs and they're bad and they're demons and things like that, that's all false narrative. So trust God. God knows what he's doing. This is a stage, this earth. This is where Adam, this is David, this is Elijah, this is where he's doing his thing right here. And God is getting ready to start the day of the Lord right now. Paul writes about how it begins in 1 Thessalonians 5. Start at verse 1. Now, people are going to be saying peace and safety at the time of their destruction. The peace and safety, not because there is peace and safety, but because they want peace and safety. And they're going to demand martial law because they want peace and they want safety. Because everything is about to go crazy town in our environment right now. So the false narrative of like you're talking about with Project Bluebeam and the holograms and things like that, going to be a distraction. People are going to be distracted and they're going to be deceived, just like in the garden, just like the satanic rebellion. Lies and deception are their primary tool. And so trust God. Everything's about to change. We're going to go through a veil. And when we go through that veil, we're going to be standing in glory directly on the other side. Everything's going to change in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. The important thing for me is to be counted among the living when we reach that veil. So that's why I highly recommend that you prepare physically to the best of your God-given ability and prepare spiritually to the best of your God-given ability. That's why there's a Project Black Star newsletter program and a Mystery Report newsletter program. So you can get, you have access to both. They're at tarot03.com. Go ahead.
Yeah, good stuff. No, I was about to say, anything else we can help you promote before we let you go outside of the website?
Okay. So this is my website. Now you can use Zelle. You can use Cash App. And if you don't want to use Cash App, I'm hearing some background noise.
Yeah, my phone.
Then you can come right down here and write to me right here at tarot@tarot03.com. People send silver. They send checks, money orders, cash. They send seeds. They say, hey, I want to send you this, and you give me a subscription, or you can get your nano silver. Get your nano silver while you can. When you get your nano silver, you don't have to be a newsletter subscriber. You just use this section right here. You get copies of my books, the PDF of my 9/11 book. You get the Mystery Explained EPUB version that you can read with your Kindle and the extended PDF version, all attached. You get 8 files. You get an education on using nanosilver. Listen to this lady right here. I'm pointing her out on the website. Listen to Todd Callender explain to you how the biological weapon and the biological weapon vax are going to be activated using a series of electromagnetic pulses. That's going to happen, and the whole world is going to change. And that's a threat that you neutralize. This right here is my how to purchase, mix, and store your nanosilver. You get over $800 worth of nanosilver for, if you're a newsletter subscriber, for $100. It makes 15 liters of nanosilver, and you take 1 teaspoon doses at a time. Really, really great program. You get education. Even if you get nanosilver from somewhere else, you need the education on what goes with this. There's 8-page PDF put together by the chemist that assembled my program. And you subscribe to the Black Star Report newsletter program. It's just $25 a year. And then you get to write to me, not here, but at a special email address set up just for supporters. 4 programs here. You can get a copy of my book, a signed, autographed version of The Mystery Explained, numbered. If you come right up here, I'm pointing it out right now. This is where you can buy that. Now, my shipping days have been Tuesdays and Thursdays for the last, since 2020. Now that is just Fridays. Shipping is on Fridays from moving forward from now on, just once a week. So get your orders in for the Friday shipments. And that's pretty much it, brother.
Yeah, good stuff. Thanks for that summary. The latest from Tarot Blackstar. Folks, we've got to get ready for Gerald Salente up next. Hasn't been on the show here in about 3 or 4 months. Until next time, stay safe. God bless. All right, man, we'll see you in March. And stay safe down there, out in your neck of the woods. And we'll see what we're dealing with next month.
All right, brother. Thank you very, very much for having me. I appreciate you.
All right, buddy. Take care.
Bye-bye.